The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back. It's a new week at Superhuman Radio. We got a lot of good things to talk to you about. We're starting this week off with, during the first hour of today's show, we will be talking with Alicia Fong, the better half of AF Performance Centers, and talking about various training modalities for women. Second half of the show, we'll be talking to nationally syndicated radio talk show host Dr. Judy, and she will be talking to us today about the magic of tantric sex. It's not just about sex. It's about health and longevity, believe it or not. So we'll be covering that during the second hour. My first guest today is Alicia Fong. How you doing, Alicia?
Good. How are you, Carl?
Wonderful, wonderful. Alicia, before we get started talking about various modalities for training women, I'd like to talk with you about how you got started in this field in the first place. Where did you get your start in athletic performance training?
Okay, let's see. About 5 years ago, I met Peter, and so I was, well, prior to that, I was a banker, believe it or not, for
really?
Many, many years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's
and
a,
so all my
quite
life
a different
I had,
trade.
Yeah, believe it or not, right?
Yeah.
And so all my life I had trained on my own. I have taken weight training classes in college, got really into it. And when I was young, I was in dancing. So I always liked the whole performance, you know, being active. So when I got out of high school, you know, I didn't want to get into the whole professional dancing. So then I got into the weightlifting. Never really got into sports, you know, being a Chinese person, growing up in a traditional Chinese family, sports was not a priority. So I was never encouraged. I was not really allowed to play sports. It was more about books first.
Right.
So, yeah, so never got really into sports, but I always loved watching sports. I always wanted to get into it. So then, you know, so I became, you know, a banker for many years. I got tired of it. And so when I met Peter, I was just really encouraged to become a trainer. And so I got into it, and so here I am.
Okay, now, it also should be said that you train Olympic athletes. Some of them we've talked about in a previous show, which are some swimmers, correct?
Correct. And yeah, I got really lucky. When I was training with Peter, working for him at that time, he had a swimmer as a client for me, and so I just really lucked out, and I was able to work with some high Olympics athletes.
You know, your honesty is refreshing because so many trainers out there love to drop the names of their clients as a calling card to say, hey, look, I'm the best, and that's why these people train with me. And you say you just got lucky. In other words, you were in the right place at the right time. But let's also say that your abilities catapulted one of those swimmers into one of the top tiers in some of these swimming competitions, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, listen, I'm not going to say I'm the best. I mean, I'm still young. There's a lot to learn out there. I learned so much through Peter and other coaches here in the U.S. And for me to say I'm the best is really ignorance of my part,
right,
you know?
Right.
Then that means I will never, ever grow. And that's, I don't like to think that I'm the best out there.
Right, right. And modesty is really, if I may, you take this in the spirit that it's meant, but modesty is an Asian quality that the United States, people in the U.S. kind of don't get, so to speak.
Well, you know, even though I'm Asian, I'm consider myself Mexican too, you know, because I grew up in Mexico, and I don't know whether it's just mostly, I mean, it's just how I grew up. My parents always taught me to keep learning. So for me to say I'm the best, that means I have learned everything I could, and I still haven't.
Right. Now, let's talk a little bit about the, you do train lots of female clients as well, right?
Yeah, a good mixed variety, but yes, a lot of women.
Okay. Now, there is the approach today with women is to train them like men and as such have them lift heavy weight. Do you concur with this, this approach, or do you have a different approach with your female clients?
Yes and no. I mean, yes, I want them to lift as heavy as they can, because most women are really weak. And so the first thing I would like to think of, to train them is to get them strong. But the mentality is different compared to men. So you have to train them a little bit different in a sense of how to approach it, how to, encourage them. Men has a big ego, right? I mean, men are very competitive. So you just say one word like, oh, I can do this. You know, a female can beat a guy. Oh, my God, that's impossible. It just pushed them to the roof.
Right.
You tell that to the woman, they just look at me and say, well, that's you.
Right.
And then yeah, I want to go heavy.
Men have a lot more ego than women. There's no doubt about it.
Right. And so training women is a little bit different, but the concept is still the same.
What do you feel is one of the greatest difficulties that you could say a common denominator in all women, the greatest difficulty you have when training women to get change their mindset, let's say, about training?
Well, I think a lot of people have said it before. They don't want to lift heavy because it's going to put them too much muscle. They're going to start looking like a man. You hear that often, right?
Right. But what do you say to the woman who says to you, look, I don't want to lift heavy weights. They always say, I don't want to get bulky. They say, I don't want to get bulky. I don't want my muscles to get too big. What do you say to them?
The first time I said it, do I look bulky? And they say no.
Right.
Do I look like a man? They say no. And then I ask them, do you know how heavy I lift? They're like, no. Well, I lift almost twice the weight on their lift.
Right.
And they like really get impressed. And so it's like, okay. So they start asking questions. So it's not true. And so we have a discussion about that. And so that usually gives me an opportunity to convince them that going heavy is not bad at all.
What types of women come to you for their training? Are these women who are serious, or are some of them just, they're exploring, so to speak, the physical culture and trying to get into it? Are they always advanced when they get to you, or are some of them beginners?
I get both. I have some beginners that never really work out. They want to get fit. I think with those women, I have to take a little bit more easier. And most of the time, they have some other issues that I need to fix first before I can really get them to go heavy. So, you know, teaching them how to do a lift to start with, right? So for them, obviously, going heavy right away is not my first priority, because first I teach them how to do the lift, and then I convince them, see, you can do it. We go, okay, now that was pretty easy, right? And they say yes. I say, okay, let's go a little bit heavier. And so then I start convincing them to go a little bit heavier one step at a time. I don't want to scare them to go super heavy. I think one, because they don't have that confidence in themselves. So it's important to make sure that they have that confidence that they can do it to start with. Okay. Now then the other clients that are either been in shape before and they lost it, or they were athletes when they were young and they want to get back into training, obviously they used to train a little bit different. So even the same way going heavy, they have a little concern too. But for them, it's a lot easier to train, to convince them to go heavy, just because they had done it once in their life. And so going back on it is not so bad, but pushing them to the limit is always a little bit of a challenge. Just because they were lifting before a certain weight, it doesn't mean that you cannot go more.
Yeah, I gotcha. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, Alicia. And when we come back, I've got a bunch of other questions for you as it pertains to training women. We're talking with Alicia Fong from AFPerformanceCenter.com. You can learn more by going to the website. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. A couple things I want to announce. First of all, for those of you who did not take advantage of the Age Force Creatine plus Beta-Alanine Transdermal Patch free trial, it ended midnight last night. But my listeners still get 50% off if they still want to try the Creatine Beta-Alanine Transdermal Patch from Age Force. The coupon code is CB50. C for creatine, B for Beta-Alanine 50. And also, my executive producer, Alicia Profumo, posted a picture of me and Aubrey de Grey at the Idea Festival this week. Well, actually, last week. You know, Aubrey appeared on my show talking about The Ability to Live Past the Age of 200. We attended a fantastic seminar by him, and I took a picture with him, and it's on my Facebook if you want to check it out to see what Aubrey really looks like. I think you'll be surprised when you see him. Anyway, we're talking this hour with Alicia Fong from AF Performance Center. Later in the show, Dr. Judy Kuriansky. She is a nationally syndicated radio talk show host, The Dr. Judy Show. We're going to be talking about tantric sex. It's not what you think. So, Alicia, getting back to training women for a minute. I have this theory about training women. And most women don't pay attention to their shoulders. And training their shoulders can give them the greatest appearance of change in shape. What do you think about that statement?
I agree. I absolutely agree. And most of the time, what I found is that the shoulders doesn't seem to stand out as much, even though they have a little bit of muscles. It's because of the posture. A lot of them have the upper cross syndrome, so their shoulders are around the fore. So even if they have a little bit of muscles, it doesn't really stand out. So if you work on strengthening the back and doing a lot of back work and shoulders work, like for instance, chin-ups will cover both of them, right? Which I love the chin-ups
really?
And the pull-ups. Women hate it because they can't really do it. But once you encourage them, say, hey, you can do at least one on your own, then they really get into it. And so if you bring the shoulders, if you work in the back and then, you know, they're straightening out the back, you will notice that the shoulders will kind of like come up more, you know, and stand out. So you can see like, you know, well, you know, better posture is more attractive.
Well, right? Sure. And you know what happens when you stand up straight and when the muscles in the upper back are pulling the shoulder blades back, so to speak. The shoulders flare out further. When you look at a bodybuilder standing on stage in the relaxed pose, he has his hands out to his sides. He is flexing his back in the relaxed pose because he's pulling his shoulders back to increase the illusion of the V taper. And this is what happens with women as well. You're right. It's not enough just to train the shoulders. You must train the back in order to get the full impact of bigger, rounder shoulders and take advantage of them by creating more of a V-taper. And that
right.
clearly takes the back. And you said that women don't like to do chin-ups because they're very, very difficult, right?
Yeah.
How do you cope with the fact that most women don't like pain, even though they tend to have situations in their lives that express greater pain than most men know, like childbirthing, for instance? Most women really shy away from pain, where men, we embrace pain. We think that pain is good, you know, no pain, no gain. What do you do with women because if they are shy of pain?
Good question. Let's see. I think it's personality, to be honest. I have some women that that they don't mind the pain, but just they don't believe in themselves, you know? And some women that just really don't like the pain. So for those that don't want the pain, I have to push them a little bit harder. It's all mental, you know? So
right.
It depends on who it is. Let's say, for instance, I have a client who just like a little bit away, she's like, oh, no, it just hurts. And I'm like, yeah, but don't you want results? They say, yes. Well, no pain, no gain. And they look at me, really? Do I have to say, yeah, you don't have a choice. You're training with me. They're like, okay, fine.
Right.
Right. So sometimes like that, you just have to push them. Like, you have no option, right? But then once they do it, they see they can do it. They're like, oh, this is so bad, right? They're like, no, it wasn't. And so then you just – sometimes you have to play that over and over and over again with the same clients. And there's some other ones that really get encouraged. They just don't believe in themselves. Like, for instance, no, I can't do that. I've never done it before. I can't do it. No, it's going to hurt. So, well, how do you know? You've never done it. So they get up there and they say, oh, my God, it hurts, but I did it. You know, and they're so
proud of themselves.
And
they have a sense of accomplishment then.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting. All right, let's talk about individual body parts for a second. What types of training regimens and exercises do you recommend for women when training lower body? You know, women have a couple problems. Number one, as women age, they tend to have their buttocks start to flatten out because they lose muscle mass in their buttocks. And the other thing is, obviously, there is a greater degree of fat stored in the lower portions of a woman's body because of the estrogenic effects. So what types of trainings do you use for women in order to reach an ideal lower body?
Deadlift. A lot of glute work to start with, first of all. I do an assessment with them just to make sure that the glutes are firing up. If they don't, which 90% of the people, including men, don't.
All right, you're right.
So, because, I mean, if you do the deadlift to start with without any glute, without the glutes firing, you're just compensating around. So I like to do an assessment first, make sure that if the glutes that are not working or not firing up, then that's what we do first. So a lot of like activation on the glutes, a lot of like the clamp exercises, side steps with the miniband, you know, just fire them up, wake them up. Some of them are, you know, a lot of women that come in never work on their life. That is the first thing to do, right?
Do you ever have your subjects actually feel their glutes as they're doing an exercise so they can see or you know, as we age, we lose some degree of proprioception. It's clear. That's why a lot of elderly people, like you said, the glutes are the first thing to go. If we're not sprinting regularly as humans, we lose the proprioceptive connection to the glutes. Do you ever say to the women, I want you to do this squat exercise, but I want you to feel your own butt. I want you to feel your butt muscles working. Do you ever do that?
Yeah. I think by the time we get into the squat and the lifts, they should have some contraction on the glutes, right?
Right.
So what I do a lot of times, for instance, on the deadlift, when they are on the position, I ask them, do you mind if I poke your butt? Poke it a little bit. I'm all, okay, now contract. And then, you know, they try to contract, obviously, right? So while you're not contracting, like, you know, I'm poking you.
Right.
And so, you know, just poking their butt, they have the sense, you know, it brings the sensitivity there. So they can actually contract. And then it's actually not really hard for them to, like, really feel it. Because by the time we lift the, we start lifting, they should have some glute function.
Right. Right. You know what's funny? I deadlifted for years and did not have my glutes involved. It wasn't until Elisa started getting me to do walking lunges. And I started doing walking lunges and I started using the power squat machine, which really allows you to sit back and get your posterior chain completely involved. Now when I deadlift heavy, my glutes are sore too the next day. And that's a totally new phenomenon for me. So I know what you're talking about, the fact that a lot of us don't really think about it, but we may not be using our glutes in movements where the glutes can really assist and create greater strength.
Right. I mean, deadlift is one of those really hard lifts. I mean, it's so technical that you can really easily compensate around it using your back, using your quads.
Your hips. Your hips will start. You'll find that your hips do a lot more work if your glutes aren't working.
Right. Right. And getting in a position, I mean, if you get in the right position, sometimes it's a little bit hard to compensate around. And that's one thing beautiful about training women is they have the great flexibility. It's so much easier for them to get into that deadlift position. I never really had a problem with a woman.
So you're saying men have a harder time getting into the proper deadlift position?
Oh, yes, because they're so tight. So if their hamstrings are so tight, they can never really get into that position because the back is rounding, the glutes are like kind of facing down because their hamstrings pulling it down. So they can't get into the.
So what would you suggest for a man, to try to, loosen up his hamstrings? Just simple stretching before working out?
Yeah. Static stretching.
Really? So you are a proponent of static stretching. I know Peter is as well.
Yes.
Okay.
It makes a big difference, believe me. I have guys that never really like to stretch.
Right.
And before getting to the position, they're still very tight. So I tell them, okay, you know what? We're going to do a little stretch, and then we're going to just do like a side step really quick to make sure they fire up again. They get back into the position, and either they can do it or it just feels so much better.
So, what are your thoughts on things like yoga or hot yoga for both men and women as a method of really stretching the entire body?
You know, I actually used to do a lot of yoga myself. This is before I met Peter, who, you know, he doesn't really quite like yoga. He's not opposed to it, but I agree with him because when I was doing yoga, I find it super easy. And I think most women like doing yoga is because it's easy. And I, like most women, has the anterior tilt, you know, like the cheerleader butt, what they call it too.
Right.
So doing yoga was easy because most of the stretches were posterior chain.
Right.
So when we're doing the hip flexors, I will compensate. I will either not do it in a class or it would just hurt my back because the way they're doing it was, I wouldn't say incorrect. It was just not the right way for me.
Right.
And for a lot of women, because we start compensating through the back and it was hurting my back. So I would never do it. So at the end of the day, I would stretch everything like on my posterior chain, but nothing on my hip flexors. And that is really the problem with yoga with a lot of women is they're creating that anterior tilt even further. So we're creating more of a cheerleader butt. So our butt is hanging out. And we think that's cute, but in reality, it really hurts our back. I mean, there are times when if I forget to stretch my hip flexors, I will be standing for a long period of time, and I can feel my back tension.
Really? Really?
Mm-hmm.
I want to come back. When we come back, I want to talk to you about high heel shoes and women's legs. We're talking with Alicia Fong. You can learn more about Alicia by going to afperformancecenter.com. Later in the show, Dr. Judy Kuryansky is going to teach us about how the natural way of getting high through tantric sex. We'll be right back. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. Your shaker bottle is the most important tool in meal planning. The convenience in being able to take a ready-to-drink meal on the road is a necessity. Too often, our shaker bottle backfires on us, making what should be a convenience a disaster. Shaker Pro is the only shaker bottle in the world with a separate chamber to keep your protein powder dry until you're ready to mix it. Shaker Pro's patented design ensures that all of your powders will blend completely. Shaker Pro is BPA-free. Go to 4sportlife.com today. That's the number 4sportlife.com. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MikeMahler.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wise MedicinesChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Outside. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Alicia Fong. We're talking about various training modalities for women and issues that affect women as it relates to their training. Because obviously, you know, men and women differ greatly. And one of the ways that we differ is the torture that women put their legs and feet through by wearing high heel shoes. Alicia, it's said that women who wear high heels to work day in and day out have a shortening of the tendon that comes down from the gastroc into the heel. Is this true? And what do you do when women have this shortening? Does this give them less mobility in the lower leg?
Yes, not just in the lower legs, but the whole legs. I mean, through the hips, all the way through the hips.
Really?
Yes. If you think about it, if that's shortened, it will affect your hips. I mean, everything's connected. I have a friend who actually came a little while to train with me. She wears heels all her life, and her knee was killing her. And apparently she went to the many doctors, and they call it arthritis, right?
Right.
How can you have arthritis when you're in your 20s?
Right.
So I had her do a lot of foam rolling on her IT band, which it was a killer. It was killing her. And a lot of in the quads, which was bad too. But even after that, doing just the foam rolling alone was helping her so much that when she was going downhill, like on the steps, there was no pain. All her life, when she was taking a step down, on the stairs, it will be extremely painful.
Now that's really interesting. I would have not thought about the IT bands. Now, why focus on the IT bands, which run down the sides of the quads, when we're talking about elevating the heel to such a great degree? Is it because it changes the geometry of the hip and everything?
Yes. It changed the whole hip, kind of like forward. You know,
pushes it forward. Yeah.
So that's why a lot of women have the tilted pelvis.
Ah, like what we talked about before.
Right. Most of them because they were in the heels. The core is weak to start with, so you can't really support it. So then wearing high heels, it just kind of shift that dynamic. And remember, because of gravity, our bodies have to, you know, stand up straight. So then the pelvis starts to shift forward. Wearing those high heels. And I think that's also why in Asia, when I was living in Asia, we find that most Asian women had a flat back. And I just kind of think, I just thought about it now. Most Asian people hate wearing high heels.
Really?
Yeah. And I think that's, you know, that's an interesting thought, but I got to talk to Peter about that. But, in America, most women has an anterior tilt. And most Asian women in Asia, obviously, had a flat back.
Right.
Mostly because everybody here wears high heels. All women wear heels. It's a trend. They like it. They want to be tall. In Asia, they don't really care. They're walking all the time, so they can't really wear high heels walking all the time. So that actually, you know, because it shifts the pelvis, IT band has a tendency to be really tight. So when you release that, it takes pressure off the knee. And so when they walk, it feels better.
You know, the other thing that high heels do for women, and you can't talk about athletic performance without talking about the feet. The feet do a lot of work and get beat up to a great degree. And women, when they wear high heels, the, you know, gravitational push, their weight, they push their weight down into the toe, which squeezes their toes together quite often, and eventually can result in what is known as a bunion, or by the big toe starting to tilt in, it calcifies on the far outside. And this causes a great deal of pain for women in their feet when they run as well. Have you found this at all?
Yes. Yes. Most women actually have that problem,
right,
like you said. And so a lot of times what I do is if they, it's a really, really bad situation, I just – there's two things I usually tell them to do. Wear those – you know those pedicure
– yoga toes. Yoga toes.
The yoga toes. Right. Yeah. So wear them, you know, a little bit at night to spread their toes out. It's painful. Some people – for some women, it's extremely painful because their toes is so cramped together.
Right.
And it's just doesn't move.
Right.
So, yeah, and that's not good news. So wearing the yoga toes can be very painful, and I tell them just do it for a little bit, and every time you do it, it will get better and easier. So that's one way of doing it. Another one, you mobilize the big toe. So it's not very hard to mobilize it. You just kind of bring your toe in and then back out, in and then back out, like toward you. And then away from you, toward you, and then away from you.
Now, do you use your hand to do that, or you use the muscles of the toe itself to do that?
You use your hand, obviously. Because, you know, if you want to mobilize something that is, you know, not mobile, right?
Right, so that's frozen. It's almost frozen.
There's no way they can do it. So you have to use your own thumb.
Right.
And just bring it forward and then back. Bring it forward and then back.
Right, right. And that over time can help loosen it up a little bit. But I think the yoga toes are the secret. And you're right. Women who wear yoga toes, they have to slowly and incrementally increase the time that they wear them for. And if you have someone that can do this for you, a good foot massage first to loosen up the muscles in the foot. And quite frankly, we're so accustomed to the foot folding and bending one way, forcing your toes and trying to almost like if you think of your foot as a hand, the way you close your hand, trying to close your foot that way and getting the muscles in the bottom of the foot to activate from time to time. But if you have somebody give you a good foot massage before, then put the yoga toes on and wear them for longer periods of time each time, you'll see that inward tilt of the toe will start to diminish.
Yeah. Here's a little tip for you can do a massage in your foot on your own. The secret is use a golf ball.
Really?
You can just have a golf ball.
On the floor?
Put on the floor, step on it. So you put pressure on it. If you find a point that is, you know, a trigger point that it hurts, just a point that is sensitive, tender, or painful, just hold it a little bit. It's the same thing as a foot massage, right?
Right.
So, hey, and it's free, right? You can do it to your own pressure. So you can always back off. If it hurts too much, you can back it off. So I will do that first. You know, have the golf ball, step on it, you know, round, you know, so go around the whole fascia and the bottom of your foot with the golf ball. If there's nothing there, then that's good news. Now, if you find something painful, ladies, hold it there for at least 30 seconds and then move on to the next spot.
Okay. The next thing I want to talk about, and we'll probably have to start talking about it here and then finish talking about when we come out of the break, is something else that women have that they deal with that men don't, and that is the menstrual cycle. How does the menstrual cycle affect women, and how can they best either time their workouts? Because obviously recovery plays, hormones play a large role in recovery, as well as hormones play a large role in the body's ability to rid itself of body fat. What do you recommend to your female clients? Should they be training when they're cramping? Should they avoid it? What's the deal with that?
Okay, well, if they're cramping, definitely do not train. But if they're just feeling bloated, push it through. The only thing I would change differently in the program is do not go heavy and do more of a cardio workout instead. So, because going heavy can really screw up more the hormone and there's more higher risk. So, plus the core's always going to be in compromise, right? Because, you know, you're having your mouth and, you know, sometimes it's harder to brace. And so lifting heavy is going to be a little bit more risky. So I don't like training heavy when they are on their cycle. So we just do a little bit more cardio. So we just do a little bit of lifting weight, just a little bit light, and then we do like metabolic at the end.
Alicia, do you also recommend nutritional protocols for your female clients?
Yes, I go to that with all my clients, at least have some kind of discussion with it.
Okay, here's what I want to do. I want to take an early commercial break, and when we come back, I want to talk about some nutritional questions for you as it relates to women. We're talking with Alicia Fong from AF Performance Center. Go to afperformancecenter.com or go to Superhuman Radio and click the AF Performance Center banner ad. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRadio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal pack. Stage one releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage two is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to ageforce.com and check out the new pre and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Soldier Boy, tell you.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Alicia Fong right now. Later in the show, Dr. Judy Kuryansky will be on, talking about a healthy way to get high, tantric sex. I'm really interested in learning about this too myself. Okay. When we talk about nutrition, there's a couple things that I feel that women seem to have a hard time grasping. And the first one is eating more protein and fat. I have to believe that you recommend to your clients that they eat more protein and fat. What happens when women say, you know, gee, doesn't fat make you fat?
Yes, I get that all the time. What? And I tell them, well, what counts is the good quality fat. Think about how your body needs energy, right? And so eating the fat actually gives you the energy. So is that's a really hard concept for women to understand.
Especially when everybody, especially when everyone in the media, you know, all these talking heads, Dr. Oz and Good Morning America, they're always telling women, you know, oh, well, this is low fat and that's low fat and avoid fat and calories count. And women are confused, I think.
Well, not only they're confused, it's an easy method for them to go by, you know. So because if I tell them, well, you have to eat more protein. So, well, what do you mean? Like how much? It's a more difficult formula for them to understand. So if you tell them, well, you have to eat 2 grams per kilo. Excuse me?
A gram per pound or 2 grams per kilo, right?
Well, 2 grams per pound of body weight.
2 grams of protein per pound of body weight.
Yes.
Wow, that's very aggressive.
Yeah. And for that, well, initially, a lot of women don't even understand that. They're like, oh, what's that? So that's why it's hard for them to... That's why it's easy to say, okay, no fat, you know, low calories. Because calories is easy for them to count.
A lot easier.
But you tell them 2 grams of, you know, you tell them 2 grams, they're like, they have no idea what 2 grams is.
Right, right.
You know, so it's hard for them.
How do they measure it? You know, in other words, yeah, I gotcha.
So that's why. But then if you understand, I mean, I usually just tell them, look, just eat more protein, mix it up more, because a lot of them say protein, okay, just chicken. No, you gotta eat more beef, and they don't like the red beef because of the media. It's gonna give you a heart disease,
right? Cancer. Right. But then, do you tell them about grass-fed beef when you talk to them about this sort of stuff?
Yes. So we have a conversation about grains and grass-fed meat, why is grain is bad, which I know you have covered a lot of that in your shows.
Right.
So I cover all of that stuff with my women, and women seems to always doubt it. You know. Confused. They always walk out very confused. So what I usually start with them is the elimination diet. It's much easier for them to understand. So 1 week when I start cutting out certain foods. So I just make it really simple for them. So we start cutting out what they crave the most, you know, because that's going to be the hardest thing to accomplish.
Right.
So if they crave dairy the most, then we start cutting out dairy. If they crave for bread, then we start cutting the bread, and then slowly the spaghetti, and then slowly something else. So I take
and,
them
and you
step
know, you know
by
what's really, you know what's really interesting, Alicia? We had a fellow on the show named Jim Marlowe, who was introduced to me by the Weston A. Price Foundation. And he is a very, very unique individual when it comes to nutrition. And one of the things that I learned from him is the things that your body does not do well with are the things that you crave. And the way we spoke about it, he said, if you're eating foods that are in line with your metabolism, you will get satisfied after eating small amounts. But if you are not satisfied, where you feel like you have to eat more and more and more and more, it's because these foods do not coincide with your metabolism and what it prefers. So the body never gets satisfied, so you just engorge yourself with this stuff.
Right. Yeah, I agree with him. Most women have some kind of cravings, and usually the craving is an indication of some body chemistry that is either deficient or like malnutrition somewhere.
Right.
That their body's telling me I crave some of that, right? Especially women crave for sugar, for instance, right? And the funny thing is, I get a lot of women say, no, I don't like eating desserts and stuff like that. I don't eat a lot of that. So I don't have a sweet tooth. So I'm like, okay, fine. But they eat a lot of grain. So we take out the grain and they start craving for sugar. Because, you know, a lot of grain has sugar.
Yeah, because that's acting like sugar. It's hitting the bloodstream very quickly. So they don't think they like sugar, but they really do.
Exactly. And it's so funny because then in 2 weeks, in the process of eliminating the grain, they come back to me. I don't know why, but I'm having so much craving of candies. All of a sudden, I never had a craving for M&M until today, and I just had to have it.
And then do you explain to them the linkage between the fast absorption and release of grains into the bloodstream as glucose And now that they're craving sugar?
Yep. Yep. So a lot of times I give them some supplements to help them fight that craving.
What supplements do you usually offer to them, Alicia?
Is the, what's it called? This one is a sugar balance that we offer online.
Okay.
It's a sugar management. I think it's sugar balance. That's the title of the...
The supplement?
The bottle.
Right.
But the supplements, let me see. I have a bottle here. Let me tell you what the ingredients are.
I got to believe R-alpha-lipoic acid is in there.
Yeah, chromium.
Chromium picolinate, right.
Yeah. L-carnitine.
Right.
Tartrate. Niacin. Well, no, that's really small. But yeah, those are the really big ones right there, which is the chromium.
And you know why? Because chromium picolinate increases insulin sensitivity. So you're basically reversing their insulin resistance, which will then help make their cravings for sweets go away because lower sugar levels in the bloodstream will become satisfying to them.
Right. So it helps them fight that craving. So I usually give them that supplement and they'll come back within like 3-4 days and say, oh, it's so much better now. I don't have any more cravings.
We only have about 5 minutes left in the interview. Two questions I want to get you to give me quick answers on as you can. Where do you stand on cardio? Do you like your women to do lots of cardio, some cardio, no cardio?
Some cardio, not a lot.
What is
more interval training?
What is not okay? You like interval training? That's very wise. What is not a lot? Are you tell them to stay under 40 minutes when they do cardio?
Oh, under 20.
Oh, good. Yes. So 20 minutes or less.
Yes.
Interval training.
Yeah.
Very good.
Well, interval training. I mean, if they go really hard, they can really only do about 10 minutes at most.
Okay.
But you know what I mean. Some women like to go on a biking or go running.
Right.
So I'll tell them not. I don't prefer them, but some of them are so. I need to do something. So I'll tell them, okay, fine, just go like 15 minutes run.
Okay. You're talking about a higher intensity form of cardio for shorter duration.
Yeah.
Then good.
Yeah, that's my preferred.
What about hydration? Do you have your women drinking a gallon of water a day? Is it easy to get women to drink water?
I think it depends on the individual. It's not very hard for some women, but some of them do. If they especially drink a lot of coffee in a day, I tell them that that's going to dehydrate them more because of the caffeine, so they need to drink more water. But it depends on the individual. So, yes, I like them drinking a lot of water. A gallon a day would be preferred. And if they're not getting that, I made them do it when they're at the gym. Keep sipping on water.
I'm looking at something that Peter emailed me on Facebook, which has something to do with the hormonal manipulation. And there's pictures of you on here, I take it. This is you. Wow. dramatic change in your body in those two pictures, before and after. And
yeah.
Over just a 2 week period. That's astonishing.
Yeah, it was something for fun because I never went on any sugar management protocol before. So then I was just kind of joking around with Peter. I said, hey, do you think that will make a difference? And he said, yeah, let's try it. So we took pictures before, and then I went on the sugar balance protocol because I was having some cravings then. And that's the 2 weeks difference right there. I didn't change anything else, but I just got on the sugar management protocol. And I cut down on the sugars a lot because I wasn't craving it. And,
wow, this is really an impressive before and after 2 week protocol. Go to my Facebook. Go to Carl Lenoir. If you're not already my friend, friend me. I just shared it on my wall. It's very, very impressive. It says hormonal manipulation. Look at Alicia Fong's before and after pictures just over a 2 week period of time. I think most women would jump on the opportunity to have this kind of a change in 2 weeks. Most women don't like to carry big bottles of water around. Are you a proponent of carrying around? I carry a gallon of water because it's easy for me to know where I am in my daily water consumption. How do you feel about that?
It's fine. Like I said, it's individual preference. Most of them are office. You know, they work in an office. So there's no excuse for having a bottle of water or a cup of water with you every...
All the time.
Right.
Yeah, I agree with you. Alicia, let's go ahead and plug the website again. It is afperformancecenter.com, and the AF actually stands for Alicia Fong, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, he started like that, yes.
Yeah, and I know. And Peter doesn't. He's not interested in having his initials. Peter's a very, very humble guy. I know that for a fact.
Yes, he is.
But anyway, do you want to plug anything else? Do you have any upcoming seminars that would benefit women?
No, we don't have seminars, but hey, if they ever have any questions about training, they can email me at afperformancecenter@gmail.com, and I will try to answer all the questions.
Now, you guys are based in Santa Monica, but I've received pictures recently from Peter. I guess you're scoping out a larger facility. Is that correct?
Yes, we are.
How's the hunt going?
We find one location. We are finalizing the negotiations on a lease. So if they agree to our terms, we could be having a new location.
How big of a location? How big?
10,000.
Wow, that's nice. And will it remain inside the Santa Monica city limits?
Well, this location we're looking, yes. And we're going to open for a membership type of gym. So it's become more public. You know, right now we have more of a private facility. So
very good. That's exciting. Now, how do you like living in Santa Monica, Alicia, on a different note?
I love it. I mean, I've been here on the west side or Santa Monica for many, many years, even before I moved to Asia. So
yeah, Santa Monica is a really pretty area. I like Santa Monica, too. It's not as cushy as some other areas, but it has a really, really nice energy, Santa Monica. I like it.
Yeah. Laid back, young people.
Yeah. That's why I can't move there, because I'm not young. See? I tried to move there, but they said, nah, there's only young people here. You can't come here.
But I thought you were young at heart.
Yeah, I am. I'm young at heart. That's for sure. I am.
There we go. So
Alicia, I want to thank you for doing Superhuman Radio today.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Okay, and we'll have you back again, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have Dr. Judy Kuriansky on. We're going to talk about a healthy way to get high, tantric sex. I know I want to know about this. We'll be right back. Great, the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies. I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and
and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of the Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Marvin Gaye knew it. My next guest, Dr. Judy Kriansky. We're going to be talking about a healthy way to get high, tantric sex. How you doing, Dr. Judy?
Oh, I'm great. Yeah.
Fantastic.
It is indeed a very unique principle for a healthy way to get high. People do not have to be on drugs if they practice tantric sex, which we're going to talk about.
Yes, we are. Now, my audience may know you from, you had a talk show for many, many years, correct?
I did. I was a call-in radio advice host for 22 years, and I was on stations in Cincinnati and all over Ohio and Florida and Texas, and certainly my program was very, very high-rated, and people would call in with their questions. So for 22 years, I answered people's questions all about love and relationships and sex, and it was very popular. And out of that, I wrote several books that were about those questions.
And I hold one of them in my hands. I'm reading it, by the way, and it's called The Complete Idiot's Guide to Tantric Sex. I think most people have the wrong idea of what tantric sex is. So before we talk about tantric sex, let's talk about tantra. What exactly is tantra?
Well, tantra is an ancient art from China and India 5,000 years ago, and it's basically a way of channeling your energy so that you can reach high states of enlightenment and ecstasy. And it's really through the practices of learning how to breathe and how to send your energy to all different parts of your body. And this has been practiced by many, many people. And it can also be applied to sexual experiences. It doesn't have to be. And the interesting thing that people need to know is that you can reach these states of high without actually having genital sex. The point is to really communicate and really send your energy through your intention and your breath through simple practices that can then get very advanced. And through that, you end up feeling like you are really in a different energy place. When I do this with my classes and even with the couples that I work with, just within a few moments, and when people open their eyes, they feel like they're just, you know, in another kind of space and a higher place. And it really has to do with very simple practices of breathing and intention, and sometimes motions and movements, and conditioning your mind and your spirit.
Now, one of the things that you just mentioned is something I want to chat about for a second. It doesn't take a lot of work and effort to learn Tantra, does it?
No, it doesn't take a lot of learning. You can be a beginner, because the book that I wrote, The Complete Idiot's Guide to Tantric Sex, so no one's an idiot, but it is a very, very simple guide. So people can start to do it even now. One of the practices has to do with learning how to move your breath, so everyone can even just take a deep breath and inhale very deeply and have the breath go in through your nose, and then have it travel all the way up through, mentally trace the breath going up through the back of your eyes and up through the top of your head and then down through the back of your neck and down through your spine and down to your butt where you sit, and then coming up the front, and then breathing the breath outward. That kind of breath is a circulating breath. And then when you're with a partner, one of the activities has to do with learning how to breathe that breath in to yourself and then breathe it out into a partner intentionally, even breathing the breath out to a partner, even, you know, blowing it out and then breathing in their energy. And by doing that, you're really doing what we call the circulating breath.
Now,
and another technique, I mean, I can't go on. Another technique, really, when you're with someone, has to do with the eye lock. The eye lock basically means that you look deeply into your partner's eyes as if you're connecting with the person's soul. Because mainly what we do often call is that we look into people's eyes, but we're looking at their eye color, we're looking at their lashes, or we're, you know, and the idea in Tantra is to look into the soul, so really behind the eyes. And the other one before we go on to other things is that to do the heart tap, and that is while you're looking deeply into the person's eyes that way, is to put your hand straight out towards their heart, and they put their hand out towards your heart. That way you're connecting, you're creating this circle of connection.
Now, I have to believe that some people have a hard time with this. This is an abstract concept, to be able to feel the breath going down the spine. It takes some form of imagination, maybe even some conscious visualization. Well, how do you get people? How do you get people to unlock? People who are going, well, wait a minute, Dr. Judy, the air goes in my lungs. I mean, I can buy the behind the eyes and into the nasal passages that occupy my skull, but it stops in my lungs. It's not going down my spine and into my lower body. What do you do with people?
Well, I'm glad you said that, Carl, because actually, the Tantra practices and the weekends or the sessions that I have with couples, interestingly enough, there are people who are skeptics in the beginning and do say exactly what, you know, what you would say, but it does end up working. And there are people who are lawyers. I mean, my goodness, my husband was a lawyer, so I know those irrational people who say, what are you talking about? Just as you said, you know, breath going in my, traveling down my back. Come on, don't tell me that baloney.
Right.
You know, so there are definitely people who say those kinds of things, and people who are accountants who are very, you know, rigid about things, and they don't, for them, these are impractical. They don't make any sense.
Right.
But I have to say that once they try it, they really do get the hang of it, and once they feel the effects and the benefits, they say, oh, this is easy, this isn't complicated.
Right. What we're going to do is we're going to take...
One way to do it, I think, Carl, is to practice by putting your hand where you want the breath to come from. Because that makes it a little bit easier, rather than saying, well, imagine, you know, traveling it down. If you trace it with your hand, making a path, it makes it a little easier.
Yeah, that helps the visualization process, I get, because then you have a little proprioception involved as well. You can kind of feel your hand in that area, and you can almost imagine that the sensation of your hand is the sensation of the breath that
exactly.
you feel.
Exactly.
Yeah,
right.
That makes perfect sense. Here's what I want to do. I want to take a quick commercial break. And then when I come back, I want to talk about the various benefits of Tantra. We're talking with Dr. Judy
You can get the book, The Complete Idiot's Guide to Tantric Sex, at Amazon.com at a very reasonable price. They've got it up there for well under $20. It's a great book. I'm reading it now. And you can learn more about Dr. Judy by going to her website, drjudy.com. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MahlerLer.com. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your miracle noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and TestCharge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only TestCharge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in TestCharge. TestCharge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in TestCharge. TestCharge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find TestCharge today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. My guest this hour, Dr. Judy, we're talking about the amazing tantric sex and tantra in general. It doesn't have to be about sex to get the benefits of tantra. What are some of the benefits? There's a lot of research that's maybe not done directly about tantra, but indirectly about some of the components of tantra. What can people expect?
Well, a lot of the benefits are just exactly what your show is about, Carl. In general health, there's no question that you are oxygenating your body more, you're sending more of those pleasure chemicals, those endorphins through your whole body, which decreases pain. I mean, there are people who have pains in different parts of their body, or who have aches in their back, or who have arthritis, and this kind of breathing and this sort of connection with others which you can achieve, and the kind of peacefulness within yourself and activating the energy really ends up giving you a general feeling of better health and more, tremendously more energy. For people who are tired, you come home, for example, and you're exhausted. You don't want to do anything, and you certainly don't want to talk to your partner, and you certainly don't want to have sex. But if you do what's called the 10-minute connect, and you lie in spoon position, and you breathe this kind of the circulating breath I was talking about, and other kinds of breaths that are more advanced and that are for couples, then all of a sudden you're going to feel energized. You're going to feel like you want to cuddle and you want even to be more sexual. So you can relax yourself or you can energize yourself. So you can be in control of your energy level. Well, that's a pretty amazing health benefit right there.
I would say so. You know, I actually did a show about the benefits of deep breathing. A couple years ago, I was going through a terrible divorce, and divorce is one of those things that no matter who goes through it, you know, it's a very stressful time. And I started to develop some changes in my physiology that were worrisome, and realized that these changes went away when I focused on my breathing and when I started to breathe deep. I noticed that through the stress, I started to become a very shallow breather because you're so tense, you're all tightened up in your chest. And just by breathing differently, my physiology changed within days.
Well, that is very good to hear, and I'm glad that you were able to do that for yourself, Carl. That's very important. And people who go through stress in many ways, you're right, divorce is one of them, but the stresses of jobs are intense, the stress of money now, raising children, finding a new love partner, losing your health. There's so many stresses. And by the way, I do have to say, being a psychologist for so many decades, that there is stress even from positive changes.
Right.
We call those the life change units. So the techniques that we're talking about in terms of breath, like a simple breath breathing technique to either amp up or damp down, amping up your energy or damping it down. If you breathe in through your nose and deeply for an inhale for 3 breaths and an exhale like that, breathing out for a count of 4, you will damp down your energy and you will tend to relax. If you want to amp up your energy and have more energy, then you do what we call the fire breath, which is where you breathe in for a count of 3, and then you would blow out quickly like that to a count of 2. So you're constantly then for doing the inhales for a longer time and a shorter time out if you want to energize up. And if you want to relax down, damp down, then you're going to exhale longer than the time that you inhale. So
and that could be used for athletic performance as well. If you were preparing to do something, you could use the fire breath. And then after you've done it, you could use the amp down to relax.
Exactly. Well, exactly. So, you know, and isn't sex athletics?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's an exercise. So, you know, adrenaline, I didn't mention that. I mentioned the endorphins, but you've got adrenaline, you have oxytocin, you have phenylalanine, all these chemicals mix in your brain when you have a good sexual experience. Now, we should absolutely mention, and this is where the lawyers and the rational people who, you know, doubt what the kinds of things and say, I can't be doing that intentional breathing, and what do you mean send my breath there, and what do you mean send my energy through my arm to my love partner, you know, all that, what you were talking about before.
Right.
But when men hear that, in fact, if they practice this, they actually can last longer. You know how it's not the 3-minute bullet man.
Yeah, right.
Superman.
Right.
Or they can also have multiple orgasms. Now, men used to think, oh, that was the woman had multiple orgasms. Okay, fine, she couldn't have orgasm as easily as I can. I can orgasm and ejaculate in 3 minutes. She needs 20. You know, I'm ahead of the game there on her, but, you know, women can have multiple orgasms. Well, if men practice this kind of tantra and then the tantric sex practices, they can last longer, and they can have multiple orgasms. This is why Sting, you know, the great music star who actually just performed at the Clinton Global Initiative where I was last week, this is where why he has these experiences.
Actually, I heard him talk about it. He talked about it on Howard Stern years ago. He and his wife Trudy were on the show.
Trudy Styler, right.
Yeah, and they talked about tantric sex. And that was one of the times that it piqued my interest. I thought, gee, I'd like to know more about this.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, he talked then about having sex for 8 hours. And then there are some men who say, oh, yikes, I don't really want to be having sex for 8 hours. But it's really not about having sex per se. When people think sex, they think of, you know, general
intercourse.
Activity. This is a whole, right, this doesn't have to be. This is more, you know, a ritual of love and tension. And it can be much shorter than that, by the way.
Right.
So the key is that, you know, men are probably, your listeners are probably thinking, well, what is, you know, how do I do this? What am I?
By the book.
How do I? Right. Well, it's definitely explained very clearly, and anybody can practice the beginning steps very easily by doing what's in the book. But we certainly can't tell them, you know, how the shortcut of what is the essence of what you end up doing for guys and what Sting finds the benefits of, and several other famous people have been on the board about how great it is. But so what guys would end up doing is that when they reach that, you know, guys usually they get excited and then they just let their energy go out,
right,
straight out the genitals. And then they feel then there's kind of spent, and that is a physiological reaction. Why women complain, they roll over and just want to go to bed,
right,
you know, and snore.
That's prolactin kicking in and oxytocin.
Yeah, exactly. So that's sleepiness. So you control that by actually, now guys, listen to this carefully, by the way you breathe and move your energy. And you can, and isn't that a great word? I mean,
yes.
I know lawyers and accountants and scientists and everything like to control stuff. So do women, and, you know, couples have control problems. So you control your energy. So if the guy is in this state of about to ejaculate, And every man knows what that point of ejaculatory inevitability is. And so just before you practice by yourself, so you get to know what that point is, and you can feel it in your body when you're just about to come. So you stop right before that, and instead of letting the energy and that kind of impulse really go out, which men think they can't control, but they can, that if you stop soon enough, you actually kind of suck that energy back into your body. And if you do that well, it totally can go to your brain and give you the pop that people use drugs for.
Ah.
And if you learn how to, instead of, you know, sucking it back up and sending it into your brain, but rather you can move that same kind of power that's about to be in the ejaculation into your arms and the rest of your body. Now, the ejaculate doesn't get, you know, ruined or lost or anything. You can continue lovemaking, and then you can ejaculate when you want.
Right. What happens when your partner is not down with this, so to speak? If whether it's the man or the woman, one partner comes home and says, I just read Dr. Judy's book on tantric sex. It's amazing. I want you to read it too. I want us to do this. I want to be a closer, more loving couple. And the other partner goes, yeah, I don't want to do this. What do you do?
Well, I know that's a very powerful question. And I have had couples where that has been really distressing. Sometimes it just takes time in speaking about it, because, you know, in the very beginning when we were talking about it, and you very accurately said, well, people can hear this and go, I control my breath, I don't know what that doesn't sound real, it sounds phony, or it's too much effort, or I don't know how to do that. So that sometimes when I've worked with couples, it's just a matter of their using different language, like not, oh, we're going to control our energy, or, oh, you need to breathe this way. So if one person is, and the other answer to your question is, and this is really interesting, Carl, you can actually have one person practicing these techniques, and the other person doesn't have to be totally consciously doing it. And you can be doing it, and then you kind of get the benefits yourself, and you're slightly drawing the person into what you're doing.
Yes.
So they, yeah, you see what I mean?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. It really, really does.
And so when you have somebody who doesn't really relate to that language to say, oh, honey, let's have tantric sex now, you know, and I do know even women who, you know, where the man has, you know, come to a session, learned about it, wanted to do it because he wanted to last longer and all this, you know, and the woman said, oh, you know, I don't want any of those long lovemaking sessions. I don't have time. It doesn't have to take time. If you want to take 10 minutes, it's fine, too. You can have a quickie. It's just a matter of doing the practices that some of which we talked about, many of which are in the Idiot's Guide to Tantric Sex, that you can actually then control how long you do it or don't do it.
Right.
And you don't have to label it that at all.
If you're in control, you're the one who decides when to pull the trigger, so to speak. So it doesn't have to be, you know, a lovemaking session, but you can make that decision. And maybe there'll be times where you do want it to be a lovemaking session and you'll be able to do that as well.
Exactly. And the thing is that the let's say the guy is into doing this. It is good to communicate with the partner to be able to say, I'm getting really excited. Sometimes couples have like a number, you know, I'm reaching that 8. And so just, you know, hold on a little bit because I want to save it. You know, you can use different language. You could say, I want to savor it, or I want to save it, or I don't want to come yet. You can even be that, you know, say that. I don't want to come yet, but I'm really, really excited. So let's calm down a little bit.
Right.
And let's just hold and hug and then build up again. Because that's really the thing. You know, it's like creating a wave in the ocean, you know, and just like keeping the wave going as opposed to having the wave just explode and then it's over.
And, you know, for those of you listening to this show who don't think that lovemaking can have a profound effect on your physiology, there's research out there that shows that making love with regularity can lower your blood pressure. So try that instead of a medication. How about that one?
Oh, well, that's very, very true. It can lower your blood pressure. It really can help you with headaches. You can calm your headaches and relax them because headaches really are a buildup of tension in the head.
Right.
And so if you're really learning how to breathe and how to allow your breath to get out of your head and more into your body, and also, it allows you to have these kind of wavy orgasms. You can either have the wave ones or the explosive ones. If you let the energy build by building it up to the top of a peak and then lowering down and then coming to another peak and then lowering down, and then you can have an explosion. I mean, there's just so many options when you allow yourself to be in control. And it gets back to that you're in control by how you breathe and also your intention. That, you know, some of the ritual before tantric sex is that the couple sits and really says ritualistic things like I love you, and, you know, people sometimes just jump into bed and they start going at it. But that doesn't set up the scene. So in the Idiot's Guide to Tantric Sex are chapters about how do you set up your scene so that you are relaxed, so that you're ready for these kind of benefits, so that you've turned the phone off. I mean, it's all those simple things that we do talk about when we just talk about sex therapy. But this is essential in order to make it really feel good. You dress for the way that you really feel the best about yourself instead of, you know, and then you can rip off your clothes. But, you know, start by making yourself feel like you are what we call a goddess and a god.
You know,
and
what
I don't mean in the religious way. I mean in the spiritual kind of honoring way.
But you know what else it is? It's about respecting the event. Too many of us, you know.
Yeah, there you go.
Too many of us take sex for granted.
Right.
You know, we don't realize that it's a spiritual connection between two people. We debase it in today's society. But have some respect for the event, and guess what? It'll have respect for you as well. Let's do this.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Let's take a quick
really very lovely.
Thank you. Let's I get it right once in a blue moon. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I've got some questions about when couples climax together, what this means and how important it is. We're talking with Dr. Judy today about her book, The Complete Idiot's Guide to Tantric Sex. This is a great book. I'm reading it. I usually glean books that people send me because I only have a limited amount of time to read a lot of stuff. But I'm reading this book. It's dog-eared already. There's lots of chapters I want to reread. I suggest you get a copy as well. You can get it at Amazon.com. It's very inexpensive. We'll be right back.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
Your shaker bottle is the most important tool in meal planning. The convenience in being able to take a ready-to-drink meal on the road is a necessity. Too often, our shaker bottle backfires on us, making what should be a convenience a disaster. Shaker Pro is the only shaker bottle in the world with a separate chamber to keep your protein powder dry until you're ready to mix it. Shaker Pro's patented design ensures that all of your powders will blend completely. Shaker Pro is BPA-free. Go to 4sportlife.com today. That's the number 4, sportlife.com.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Judy about tantric sex. Okay, Dr. Judy, what does it mean when partners can climax together? Have they reached the pinnacle of lovemaking where they know each other's bodies so well, or does this just happen randomly to people?
Well, Carl, I know that this sounds wonderful, and there's certainly a terrific high, since we're talking about highs in sex, that can happen when you do come at the same time. But I don't want people to think that they have to achieve that. And in Tantra, sometimes you want to relish each person's experience. So you may not want to reach your peak at the same time. So I'm saying both of these experiences have their own gains. I don't want your listeners to think, oh, this is the goal that I have to reach, and if we don't, then we're not in sync. You know how people can say that? It bothers me. You know, we're not really in tune with one another. He doesn't know where I'm at. She's not really fast enough, whatever. All these complaints. So that's why sometimes for practice I insist on people, well, this would be your turn and this is your partner's turn. And enjoy the wave of the other person and relish and follow and appreciate and enter the experience of the other person. So that would be a practice and a way to really to alter and have alternatives for your lovemaking. Now, you can also find a way to have those waves together by doing the breath that I mentioned earlier, which is the alternating breath, because that way you're not even trying sometimes, Carl. Because if you've prepared yourself all along to be on the same wavelength, which you can do by the little practices I was talking about, by the eye lock where you're back into the person's soul, by the heart tap where you're really reaching out and feeling their heartbeat, by the circulating breath where one is breathing in and you're kind of breathing out into the other person's body and they're breathing out into your body and their breath, and if I'm going to get a little more extreme here, but advanced, but you know, you're sending your breath in through the other person's mouth, but then it's going down into their genitals, right, and then across into the other person's genitals. So when you've created that circle, you're bound to be on the same timing level.
Right, right, right. What about?
It's just a matter of creating these concentric circles within you. People can think about it. If you have any art, you know, idea in your mind, just think of drawing a circle that goes in somebody's mouth and down through their body and then, you know, out one person's genitals into the other and up into your heart and out your mouth and nose. You know what I mean? That's the way to visualize it.
Where does ego, or does ego even have a place in Tantra? You know, men, we want to satisfy our woman. We want to make sure that she's completely satisfied. Sometimes quite many men will make sure the woman is satisfied before he reaches climax because he wants to make sure.
Well, you're talking about very generous men.
Oh, okay. Well,
right. That's great. We love those men who want her to be satisfied first because it takes women longer to reach their peak of excitement. Because we have so many mental thoughts that get in the way of fears that say, oh my goodness, I'm not moving fast enough. I don't look like the women in those movies and I'm not thrusting and my legs aren't going up and down. And all these things in our mind, you know, stop us from really being able to come. And not only that, the physiology of the woman is different. You know, the male physiology is more prone to excitement level than we are. So,
yes,
you know, assisting with a hand is a good idea.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And understanding the anatomy of a woman is very, very important. A lot of men don't understand the anatomy of a woman. If you really care about your partner, you really need to learn a little bit about the anatomy of a vagina. You know,
that's very true. And there are, in fact, some diagrams and some information about that in the Pleated It's Guide to Tantric Sex, because you're absolutely right that is part of understanding what it is. And you know, we do need in this wonderful encounter that I'm having with you to mention that there is such a thing as female ejaculation. Now this is something that's under great debate and also some controversy. Because some people have said, oh, there's no such thing as a female ejaculation, and that's not true. There is. And some people say, well, not every woman can ejaculate, and that's not true. Every woman can. But I don't want to set up a performance thing. It's just like we were talking about before, Carl, in terms of the performance of coming at the same time, reaching your peak. That's fine. And if the woman is going to ejaculate, that's fine too. But what happened when the Completed Eve's Guide first came out, and when people started to understand in the West here about the Eastern practices and adapt them so that they are appropriate for us here in the West, then people heard about the female ejaculation. They learned, oh my goodness, you can put your middle finger in a curled come hither state and you insert it one third up the level of the vaginal barrel and you move it, you know, up and down and you have a kind of a tissue there that feels like it's a little bit corrugated.
It feels like the roof of a mouth, and it's actually on the inside of the pelvic wall, really.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
And
yes.
It gets a little rougher as you stimulate
get
it.
Close,
so
right.
First it's smooth like the inside of your mouth, like you said, and then it gets a little more corrugated as you rub it. And then the thing that happened, Carl, is that it became this whole pressure to make the woman come, and it was so horrifying because then all these guys were like, you know, rubbing, and you know, and the woman was it can actually create more tension in the woman, more pressure. You know what? Women started to have performance anxiety that men have, that they're supposed to ejaculate, that they're supposed to have a lot of ejaculate, that's supposed to keep their erection. And then all of a sudden we had all these women who were having performance anxiety that they weren't having a female ejaculation, and the men who were being angry that they couldn't make the woman do it.
Yeah,
and,
right. You know? Right. It reminds me of that piece that Richard Pryor did in one of his early stand-up routines about putting his partner to sleep, and he stands up and he goes, "I'm Superman," because she was asleep after sex, you know? So it was kind of... I know, during the sexual awakening of the United States back in the 70s,
right.
we did start to gauge our performance as sexual partners, and that opened up a whole can of worms for people that ended up grading people. Well, you can't do this, and you can't do that.
Right.
And next thing you know, everybody was having trouble after that. It was like before,
right.
Ignorance was bliss. You know?
Right.
So,
exactly.
Yeah.
So, that's
so
funny.
I never knew that all women could ejaculate. What did it take for a woman to get to that point?
Well, what it takes is a first of all, tremendous relaxation. Because just like having an orgasm, there are women who then tense up and reach this mental point of, oh my God, you know, I can't do this, or this is scary or something, and then they get uncomfortable with how their body is reacting. So I do have to say that women can actually do this stimulation themselves. It's a little slightly more complicated because you have to reach around and you have to be able to use your middle finger to in a sort of come hither curled position up on the upper wall, and so you have to kind of reach over. So you can't be like lying flat. You won't end up, you know, reaching yourself. So sitting up or leaning a little bit will be an easier way to reach it. And then really knowing your vagina is very important. Like you said before so accurately, Carl, I think the women, this is all preparation. Women needs to understand what is going on inside her body. It's not just let me stick my finger in and go yank, yank, yank. You know, like what's the tissue feel like? What is really happening here? This is a little bit different than the kind of vaginal fluid that comes when a woman is lubricating.
Right, right.
Because it's actually an equivalent, it's more of a liquidy kind of feeling that comes from a gland that is near the urethra. And so many women, I do have to say this very importantly, Carl, many women feel the urge that they're going to urinate. When this is stimulated, because you're actually touching the part that does end up stimulating the urethra. So you must go to the bathroom first. And then sometimes as women are practicing this, and you know, I know you have the kind of show that we can talk about these things,
yes.
You know, very openly. So sometimes in practicing this, there may be a little bit of urine that can emit first because the woman has to get comfortable with saying, aha, I'm stimulating my urethra there and I'm allowing the my urine to come out. You know, we do allow ourselves to urinate. I mean, we can stop that flow of urine as well.
Right.
So you see how I'm saying it takes a little bit of practice and understanding your body.
Also relaxation and kind of acceptance of a bodily function that probably
right.
we have been through civilization taught we should not
right.
be doing, you know?
Right, so. Exactly. Right. And the masturbation part of it, you know, the 95% of men masturbate, you know, very early and very often.
I know.
You know, less than half women, you know, are still not comfortable with touching themselves and pleasuring themselves.
Never mind touching themselves, but, you know, men look at their genitalia at every opportunity. There's a lot of women who don't even want to look at themselves. That's why the vagina monologues became so popular.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of women that don't even know what's going on down there. They've never taken a mirror and looked at themselves because they're like afraid to look for some reason. So
right. Exactly. You're totally right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it goes, you know, there's all the five senses that goes along with. They're afraid to look. They're afraid to smell. They're afraid to taste. They're afraid to let, you know, see what all the senses are anxiety provoking. And they learn sometimes that, you know, they shouldn't. All the old words, and it still persists, Carl. This is what amazes me. I mean, I was really the protege of the founders of sex therapy. I was really a college kid when this all started, and I got swept into it by research that I was doing on depression and schizophrenia with a very eminent group at the New York State Psychiatric Institute. And Masters and Johnson came to my group, those with the grandfather and grandmother of sex therapy, and said, "You're experts in evaluation. Will you evaluate our patients?" And that's how I got into this whole field of sex therapy.
Wow.
And that was so many years ago, really. It was in the late 60s. So I've seen everything happen.
Well, you know what I was just thinking of? And we're going to go into our last commercial break. I remember when I was a young man, I watched that movie, The Harrod Experiment. Do you remember that movie?
And at the end,
I'm thinking about this in the way of Tantra. And at the end, they're all sitting in a circle and they're passing the word Zoom to each other. Do you remember that? Zoom. And I looked at that and I thought to myself, how is that gonna, you know, affect me sexually? I just didn't get it. But when you're young, you just don't understand the nuances of life. We're talking with Dr. Judy. She has a great book that I believe that everyone, men and women in my audience, should read. It's called The Complete Idiot's Guide to Tantric Sex. You can get it at Amazon.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back and wrap up the show. This is why I'm hot. This is why. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection,
vision, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Can you believe it? I broke down and got an iPhone. I know I said I hate people being able to reach out and touch me, and now my email is going to follow me too. I'm stepping out of the dark ages. But what are you going to do? My phone broke over the weekend and I had to get an iPhone. So to those of you who've heard me rail against iPhones, what can I say? My guest this hour, Dr. Judy Kuryansky, the author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Tantric Sex. It really is a great book. Dr. Judy, I've been a student of transcendental meditation for well over 20 years now. While I don't meditate as often as I should, do you think people who meditate have an easier time with Tantra?
I think so, because they're used to what the feeling is and they're used to the words that we were using before, Carl. But you know what? Anybody who breathes can
I like
enjoy
that.
Tantra.
Yeah, anybody who breathes, that's funny. That's funny.
And anybody who wants to reach higher states of intimacy. We talked about the ecstasy and enlightenment, the pops that you get in your brain, and the flows, the electricity that can go all the way through your arms. You can feel like you're on fire and you're like electrical cords going through you. Or you can be exceptionally relaxed. But those things all add towards feeling more intimacy towards a partner. And this is why, you know, in a sense we talked about during this hour, the tantra being with a partner, maybe a partner that we call a beloved, somebody you want to be. But you can actually practice tantra because it doesn't have to be genital connection, as we talked about before, with a best friend, a BFF, you know, or with, and you will feel more intimacy towards that partner, more appreciation, more sense of the divinity of that person. And that, so this is another benefit, is deeper intimacy.
And that's really important. That, you know, I have had discussions with my children about this. This, our society condones, and I'm, you know, I grew up in the era where casual sex became the mantra. And the reality is, you jumping into bed with somebody prematurely is such a mistake, because you cannot help but make connections with somebody on a very, very deep level when you have sex with them. That, and those connections should not preclude getting to know who they are. And you know, which is, you know, like the whole, I mean, it's so backwards. I remember saying to my kids, you know, would you give someone the title to your car, the key to your home, just meeting them at a bar? And, you know, my son would say no. I'd say, then why would you jump into bed with them and give them something even more important, your essence? You're giving them your essence, you know?
Oh, that is so fabulous. Good for you. You're amazing.
Well, I don't know.
That is fantastic. And it's interesting. I'm glad you brought up about kids, because this is very interesting. I have used the tantric practices with teenagers and with children without the sex part.
Really?
And I have used them to teach kids in high-risk areas about how to make connections with friends without having to be sexual and without, so it's kind of the opposite. It's like, here's the way, and what I do with them is I have them build up their energy, have them move your right leg faster, move your right hand, move your head, now jump up and down, make lots of noise, and it's building your energy, and then I go, oh, stop, everybody quiet, and I don't call it meditation, but they go into a meditative state, and the boys actually in my research say they like it. Then I have them build their energy slowly up again, and then look into each other's eyes as they walk around the room and explore the room and look at each other, and they have new eyes. This just like ramping up your energy, damping it down into meditation. See, that's a little different than just going into meditation. It's building the energy up and then being able to move it into the meditation, and then slowly moving again, and then moving into play. And so those are the four steps that I use. It has nothing to do with sex. And Carl, I also use it with children in disaster zones. I have done this with kids in Haiti that I just was at. I'm about to go to Japan tomorrow. You know, they've experienced the tsunami earthquake. I have done it in New York with kids. So this is a technique that is interesting, and I have to say that all the chapters in the Complete Idiot's Guide to Sex, and thank you so much for saying such good things about it. I believe in it, not just because it's my book. I mean, I think it can benefit a lot of people, and they can learn a lot from it and grow tremendously just from following what they see there. But what I wanted to say is that there are also chapters at the end that talk about how the health benefits, as you were discussing, and also Tantra with your kids, nothing to do with sex.
Yeah, you have one that says Tantra with your plants.
Right, there you go, Tantra with your plants. Why? Because you're sending energy to your plant. People talk to their plants,
yes.
Don't they?
Yes, yes, yes. And who are we to say that plants don't have an intelligence of their own?
Right. So you're just talking in a particular intentional way with
yes.
your plant.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So that's what you're doing. You're up to now. You're leaving for Japan tomorrow, you say?
I'm leaving for Japan tomorrow because I have a project called Global Kids Connect Project, where I have kids learn these techniques of moving their energy because they've been in trauma, and learning to trust others through other little techniques. And then we have them decorate figures that represents psychologically a transitional object, like you hold a teddy bear. Remember, we always used to have teddy bears or blankies or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
And so they feel connected. Then I send them from Haiti to New York, and the New York kids in 9/11 at St. Luke's Hospital just did it. And then we're bringing them to Japan. And it creates this circle, really, of caring. So that's one of the things. And if people go on my website, they'll see what it's about, the 9/11 things I did and Global Kids Connect and how I use these techniques in that context. And then I'm also going because I have a band called the Stand Up for Peace Project, and we wrote a song called Towers of Light, which are the beams that used to be put up during every 9/11.
Right.
And so we're singing that and Stand Up for Peace and our other songs about appreciation, which in Japan in two concerts from very famous musicians in Japan who are doing peace concerts and recovery from the earthquake in Japan. One's Tomoko, and the other's a guy by the name of Shinji Harada, who's sort of like the Beatles of Japan.
Now, do you play an instrument, Dr. Judy?
I played the bass for many years in
wow.
a girl band, and now I do backup singing and co-write the lyrics.
Very, very cool. Yeah. Wow, wow, wow. I'm very impressed. Well, listen, I want to thank you.
Well, it's all about moving energy.
You
know, music is a communication also. And so there are chapters in there about how you use certain music to increase your tantric lovemaking.
Yes. No, it's I really love this book. I really, really do. I get books from a lot of different people because we're setting up interviews, and I generally try to glean them. I took an Evelyn Wood speed reading class when I was in college in New York,
and I
generally try to glean them. But I have your book here. It's dog-eared. I've already marked pages that I want to go back and read again. And it's really a good book. And you know what? I want to have a greater level of intimacy with my partner. And this book really is right on the money. I love this book. And everybody that's listening to the show should go out and get this book. And I'm not just pimping the book because Dr. Judy's on the show. I'm reading the book, and I think you should read it, too. The Complete
That's
Idiot's
great.
Guide to Tantric Sex. You can actually get it at Dr. Judy's website, too, drjudy.com. Do you prefer people get it there versus Amazon, or do you care?
Wherever they feel that they can get the best price, why not?
There you go. There you go. Dr. Judy, thanks so much for making time to come on the show today.
It's a pleasure.
Okay.
You've really been an absolute guest.
And will you come back when you're back in the country?
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'd love to. It's been
Thank
just
you.
A delight. You're amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. So there you go. Dr. Judy's book. The Complete Idiot's Guide to Tantric Sex. Get it for yourself. And also, we want to thank Alicia Fong for coming on the show and talking about the different modalities of exercise and training for women. And we will see everybody tomorrow with another episode of Superhuman Radio.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.